morning, South Central Wisconsin. My name is Bobby Bones, and this is the Bobby Bones Show.
96.3 Star Country. The biggest hits. The biggest stars. Powered by Bisbee's Flooring Center, Sun Prairie, McFarland.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on.
Live from Nashville, Tennessee.
This is the Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
You know, in just a minute, we're going to play What Year Was It? I got a cool Jake Owen story to tell, too. But I'm over at WMZQ.com on the website, and I'm reading this article because everyone has their thoughts on Juan Pablo getting this drink thrown in his face.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go around throwing drinks in people's faces. If I were him, I would have called the cops. Because the whole article was, this made me chuckle. One woman did what a lot of Bachelor fans would like to do. She threw a drink in Juan Pablo's face and called him a D-bag in an event.
Yep.
Us Weekly says the much-maligned Bachelor received a shocking wake-up call when a young woman approached him while he was sitting on a couch and doused him. She then reportedly cursed him out before security escorted her out. That's not cool. You can't go throwing drinks in people's faces. That's assault, man. I would have called the cops.
Women are crazy. This is what I'm saying. They're taking The Bachelor so serious. It's a TV show. It never works out anyway.
The article ends, where can we find this girl to give her a huge high five? No, I would slap cuffs on her. Just because you see someone on TV that you don't like doesn't mean you can go and physically attack them.
Right.
And throw a drink in his face? And you don't think ABC or whomever, the production company, was editing that thing to make him look even more like they wanted him to look? You guys are crazy. You can't go throwing drinks in people's faces like that. She should go to jail. Just for a minute. Let her out, but she should go to jail. You know, we spent this weekend, we were at a bar. We went to Speakeasy in Austin. It was Friday night before the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So we're playing, and Jake Owen texts me earlier in the day, and he says, hey, I'm coming from Phoenix to Austin. Right now I'm in New York, but at the time I was in Austin. He says, I want to come watch the Raging Idiots play, which is Eddie and my band. And so he shows up way early, but he doesn't tell us he's there yet. And so he's just in the back watching us play for, and the, I had to say the crowd was awesome, and it was all for a charity, an animal charity that we're involved in. And it was mostly just put together on social media. So Jared Neiman came up, and Jared Neiman came right over after a show and played. And I mean, it was awesome. So Jared did Lover, Lover.
Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Crowd was loving it. Is this some bar audio here of Jared?
Yep.
I mean, it was fun. So, you know, Eddie and I are playing for like half an hour. Then Jared comes up and plays some songs. And Jared and Amy do
Danny's song.
Yeah. They do that. And it's awesome. And I'm like, man, I'm just so grateful that these guys would take time out of their night to come over for a charity. And so I know Jake's there, but I know Jake wanted to watch the Raging Idiots for a little bit. Because Jared's a bud of ours. We did Blurred Lines together like 4 months, 5, 6, 7 months ago before it became a hit. And then Jake shows up just looking as pretty as could be.
Mm-hmm.
Hair done perfectly, super tight white t-shirt. And so I'm going to play some Jake Owen bar clip here. I mean, I could not be more thankful to those guys because Eddie and I were playing. Amy was singing along with us. And then Jared Neiman and Jake Owen show up and just jam songs with us. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Jake did Vanilla Ice. We did Fresh Prince. I was doing songs with him. He did Beachin'. He did Barefoot. And the whole crowd was singing. I mean, it was really, really cool. And it was for all for a good cause for animals. And, you know, it's like when people come out and do nice stuff like that, I root for them. Then I do things to help them. That's just how the world works. So I couldn't be more grateful. Is this minute 27 piece of Jake Owen, like, at, re-recorded? Anybody?
Yeah, the iHeart stuff.
Okay, here it is. This is Jake at the iHeart Radio Music Festival, just kind of talking about that. Backstage at the iHeart Radio Festival.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.